The world is changing so fast, so does technology. If we look back 10 years ago, we will see that Java Enterprise Edition have suffered many changes. For example, 10 years ago, our client side was developed using HTML, and we tried to avoid using JavaScript. We sent to the browser only HTML code. Our server side was implemented by Java using the typical pattern servlet plus GSP, maybe using AGVs, and the persistent layer was implemented using the RELational Database Management System. But now this is changing. HTML5 is a reality, new CSS specification, and new JavaScript API. Also, with the growing popularity of jQuery, almost all client-side is being implemented using JavaScript. Also, we are using REST architecture, so we send JSON to the browser, also AJAX, sending XML. Server-side also have changed. With Java Enterprise Edition 6, many new features are implemented within the container, like CDA or GPA. But also persistent layer have changed. NoSQL solutions are gaining terrain to the typical SQL systems management. So the development side is changing, but testing frameworks are changing too. Hello, my name is Alex Soto. I'm a computer engineer. I work in an international pharmaceutical company developing in vitro devices. Also, I describe myself an active blogger and a speaker. Today, I'm going to talk about how to write tests. Concretely, how to write unit tests, which is the 80% of your test code, also integration tests, and finally, acceptance tests. So, let's just start. Unit test is a method by which the smallest stable part of an application is validated. Unit test gives you more advantages. Some of them are confidence to change, give you quick feedback about the correctness of the software you have developed. You can write your production code, and then you can run the test and see that it runs as you expected without waiting to detect an issue in production code. And also, unit tests act as documentation. I really hate writing documentation in JavaDoc, basically because they can mislead you, but the code will always set you the truth. So to write a unit test effectively, you must follow the first rule. This is, your test must run fast. If they are fast, you will run more often, so you will receive the feedback more often. And your test will be fast if you resist the temptation to access database, network, or file system. The other one is isolation. Your test must be isolated from themselves, because one test method cannot modify the result of another test method, but also the source code under test must be isolated. You cannot have calls to external components like other classes or other subsystems like databases. Your test must be repeatable. Each execution should return the same result. If not, you don't know who are telling you the truth. Also, your test must be self-validating. As we said, tests act as a documentation. So everyone with a quick overview to the test must know exactly what is the reason, what is the purpose of this test. And last, timely. You must write first the test and then your production code. Because if you write first the test, your production code will be designed to be stable. So we have seen that we've got three different layers with three different approaches, client-side, server-side, and persistent-side. So we need different frameworks to write unit tests. The first one, the client-side, In fact, we can say that we are going to see how to test JavaScript. To test JavaScript, there are many frameworks like QUnit or JustMine or JSUnit, but one that I really feel comfortable is GS Test Driver. Because GS Test Driver aims us to write JavaScript test codes like we are already done with GUnit. So to write a test with GS Test Driver, it's as easy as write your test code, optional files that are features. A feature is HTML code that is embedded into the test and can be used during the test execution. This is really helpful when you are writing JavaScript code that modifies the data structure. Finally, a configuration file. This is like a class path in Java where you indicate to the GS test driver where are the test code and where are the production code. So we've got JavaScript. This JavaScript must be run into a browser. Browser only understands about HTML, so it seems that we will need to write HTML files. But GS Test Drive does not require this because comes with a server. You start this server will create the HTML file for you, and then you choose which browser you want to test, to run the test, and then you connect to the others provided for the GS Test Driver server. Also, see that we have seen that your test must be isolated. Can be some parts of your JavaScript code that requires a server response, but you cannot talk to an external system. So, Sinon is a mocking library for JavaScript that can help you to create fake server response. For example, to create a fake JSON response is as easy as calling the stub method. In this case, we are stubbing the AJAX method of jQuery and simply return this JSON structure. See how it works? In this project, we've got a jQuery plugin. That simple gets data from a server and then prints it into the HTML structure. If you look at the test that executes this, here in this line, we are setting the feature because a jQuery plugin requires an HTML structure to be modified. This is the fake HTML. Here is Sinon stubbing the response. In this case, we are returning a book, Silmarillion, and then we call the jQuery plugin. With this element is the same defined as feature, and then we are certain that the response is equals of this paragraph. And in this case, because GS Test Drive also have a really nice integration with Maven and Eclipse, I've created a POM which will run automatically the GS Test Drive server and also will open the browser. In this case, I've configured it to run Chrome. So I'm going to run. Here is opening the server. Yes, have opened it, have called executed the JavaScript code, and then if you look here, the tests have passed without any problem. So, okay, we have seen how to test the JavaScript code. If you are not using any, if you are only using Java in your server side, you are not using a polyglot approach, I'm sure that most of us will agree that JUnit is the de facto test framework. I think that does not require many presentation, but I would like to talk about two libraries. The first one is Ampress. We've said that our unit test must act as a documentation, and a good point to start is naming the test correctly without creating names that implies the implementation details, but only the behavior we are testing. But also it's important to test, to describe correctly the assertion. And Hamcris is a library of matchers for building matchers in a more natural language. See, for example, using the typical SR equals JUnit. Here we see that we are testing that SR equals true ranks contains officer rank. It's strange to see, not to see, but to read this sentence. But with Ampress, the same assertion is as easy as assert that officer rank is one of captain and commander. Also, we can read more easily, assert that age is 10, or...
Sorry, we can't read it.
Oh, whoa. Well, we've got a problem. Well, you must trust me that here is saying, assert that. Oh, yes. Okay, let's... We'll paste here. No, it's right, yes. Thank you. This is the bad example. Assert equals true, ranks contains officer rank. And the good one is here. Well, so you can compare both. Assert that officer rank is one of captain and commander. It's more readable, this sentence, than the first one. I remove all this. It's not readable, sorry. But the Ampress will help you to make it readable, your test. The other library that I want to present you is Mojito. A code under test must be isolated, doesn't have to make calls to external components, but code's nature is to have external components. So Mojito helps you to create mock objects. Mock objects are simulated objects that mimic the behavior of the real objects. What I really like about Mojito is that Mojito is thought in terms of expressiveness. You read the sentence and you will understand what you are mocking. And this is not read, I suppose. I think it will be. See that in this case, we are telling that officer DAO, that is a typical DAO pattern that access to database, when we call find officer by age with a 22, then return a new officer. This is an instance that is created on the test, so we are not accessing the database. So Mojito help us to not connect to external components. And finally, to close the unit testing part, is the persistent side. It's strange to think about a Java Enterprise Edition application without a persistent layer. But we said that if you cannot access a file system or a network. So how we can write unit tests that implies a database connection? This will depend on if you are using an SQL approach or no SQL approach. Let's start with SQL approach, or the typical relational database management system. You must, in your unit test, you must avoid hitting the database because it's a slow operation. But if you are using an in-memory database, this operation will be fast. And in Java, there are many in-memory databases. For example, Derby, HyperSQL, or H2. So you use an in-memory database, and your test will run fast. The other problem is the isolation. I have said that previous execution of a test cannot modify the result of another test. So if one test inserts one registry to the database, next test execution will see that change. To avoid this problem, dbunit exists. dbunit is a gunit extension which is the responsible of maintaining the state of the database before each execution. So you simply define a data set that is the known state, and then this seems to be more readable, maybe. And then you simply call clean insert method with the finite database. So before each execution, dbunit will clean your database and insert the known state of data. So your test method will run correctly. The problem is with NoSQL, because it's an heterogeneous system. It's a heterogeneous system with what document approach, column approach, graph approach, and there is no general solution for this kind of systems. For example, I've analyzed MongoDB. MongoDB have no in-memory mode. In fact, exists an issue that someday will implement MongoDB in-memory mode, and also there is no isolation framework like dbunit. For Neo4Java, it's quite better. We've got an embedded mode, so we can write tests, but also is not a full supported like dbunit with rational database management systems. But it's not all lost, because I'm writing NoSQL unit. This is a framework, a gunit extension that works more or less like dbunit, but for NoSQL systems. For now, I'm only supporting MongoDB, but in next month, I will implement Neo4j, CouchDB, and Cassandra. Let's see how it works. Simple is we are going to test a book manager that returns an object from MongoDB. See that what I've said, that the test is not called book manager test. It's called when you find all books, you exactly know what are you testing, what is the behavior you're testing, sorry. And then I'm here, you are configuring the MongoDB connection using MongoDB rule. This is the part of NoSQL unit. Then you define an strategy. In this case, well, in this case, you are you're pointing to the server that you want to clean MongoDB. Wait, it's not. In theory. Now. Here you are telling to the NoSQL unit that must clean the database and then insert the data defined in initial data JSON. This data is a JSON document that is as simple as a book. And then when I call final, this book will be returned. See that here we're using Hamcrest, that we think that assert that the books has the expected book. So if we run that test, it's running okay because NoSQL unit delete MongoDB and create the data that we want to be returned. Okay. We have finished to writing unit tests. Now it's time for integration tests. Integration tests are the counterpart of unit tests. With integration tests, you are validating the collaboration between components. So in this test, you can access a database, you can access to the file system or network, and also you can configure your environment with special requirements. This is not a problem. But the problem arises when you want to test or write integration tests of enterprise Java applications. Because with Java EE6 and beyond, more and more functionalities are being implemented within the container. So for example, we can cite a TDI, and AGVs are configured with annotations, GPA is configured inside the container. So to write this integration test, we need a container. And this plan a new kind of problems. Who manage the container lifecycle? Someone must start and stop the server. And who create the deployment file? Because at least your container requires a deployment file. And please, do not mock. We are writing integration tests. An integration test, you must not mock any component. Hopefully, Jibo's folks have created Arculion. Arculion brings the test to the runtime. Basically, Arculion manage the lifecycle container. You don't know how, but it starts and stops the server. Also, gives you the RimWrap API to create your deploy file. Exactly, you can create a deploy file or a micro deployment file, because if you are testing three classes, you don't have to package all your application and send it to the server. You can package three classes and send it to the server and they will execute. Can enrich your test classes, we will see lately. And Arculion gives to the test to be executed inside the container if you are using any container feature, for example, injection annotation, or against a container and as a client. And finally, it's IDE friendly. So we need no more mocks. To write integration tests with Arculion is as easy as choose a container to execute your test, Glassfish, Tomcat, or JBoss. Arculion starts the server, make the package and send to the server, executes the test, collects all the results, and finally send to the, for example, to the Jenkins or to your IDE, and stops the server. Let's see. Here is a REST application, a simple REST application that simple is returns all the books inserted when you access the book resource. Trust me that I have no JBoss started. And if you see here the test, you are simply annotating tests to be use Arculion runner. In this case, because we are testing a REST connection, we want that our test runs as a client, not within the container. Here is where we are creating our deployment file. Simple, we are inserting all the classes that are at book package and the JAX REAS application that is the configuration of REST application. Then, see the name, server should return all books in JSON format. That's not good because it's returned in XML, but well, it's misleading me. So here we are connecting to the server and we return all the books and we are asserting that all books is just this expected result. So we are going to run. Tests are being executed. This also could be done directly from Eclipse, but here is starting the JBoss server. It runs the test and finally collects the result. Here the build is success. See how here the JBoss is started. Archilion deploy the test work, execute the test, and finally undeploy the test. So you don't have to start and stop manually the server, and then your tests run perfectly, your integration tests run perfectly into the container. And the final part, acceptance tests. Acceptance tests are high-level tests that validate that business logic and user interface meets the requirements specified by the stakeholders. To write correctly acceptance tests, the first thing to write is user stories. A user story is a one or two sentence expressed in everyday language from the point of view of end user that gives a business value to the to the product. Normally, the user story sentences have a look like as I want, so it's as an administrator, I want to add new books to a collection so users can borrow them. And this is a user story. But then you should write acceptance criteria. Acceptance criteria is a set of conditions that must be meet to consider a user story complete. For example, the previous user story can have this acceptance criteria that the administrator can add new books, administrator can categorize books, or users can borrow books added by administrator. And this is only three, but it will be more and more and more sentences of this kind. But also, stakeholders must provide concrete examples. These concrete examples must be in the step-by-step form, only with exact data, without technical language, or without impersonal phrases. For example, create a Lord of the Rings book, a seeing Tolkien as author, etc. This is a step-by-step that is clearly understood by anyone, and test writer will use it to write the test. So, in enterprise Java applications, we have a problem, is that we need user interface access, and in this, and typically, enterprise Java application uses web. So we need a framework that can access web elements, also can open different kind of browsers, and also can categorize the user stories. We have seen that we've got user stories, acceptance criteria, examples, and all this information must be managed in a better way than only as a document. And this tool is TuCDDs. TuCDDs is a tool that makes us writing acceptance and regression tests easier. TuCDDs is a Selenium 2 extension, so use WebDriver API to access web elements. Also helps you to organize tests and stories. recurrent reports the test execution. We see that creates a really, really beautiful reports. And also, and it's so important, measure the functional cover. So your stakeholders will know every time how is advancing the project. So to write acceptance tests with TOCD, simple, choose a story, implement page object. Page object is a pattern which models web elements user of the user interface as object, so you can access them programmably. Implement a test step library. And finally, you create the test following the acceptance criteria. So if this test passes, you can see that user story is complete. Let's see an example. It's a typical book, an example that we have seen before. In this case, we've got an HTML file. It's an input form with a title, the number of pages, and a button that is the will be click when you want to insert this book. And when you insert, a message telling if the book has been inserted correctly or not is provided to the user. So let's see how to test this application. The first thing to do is write a page object. See that page object simple models the HTML file as an object. Here we can see that we are creating a web element for the title input form, another for the number of pages, and another for the button, and another for the message that will be provided to the user. And gives some operations, for example, enter title and number of pages. When we call this method, we are simulating that user are typing into this field, insert book. We are simulating that user are clicking this book, and finally getting the text that we are simulating that the user are reading this message. Next thing to do is just creating a step library. For example, if you want to insert a new book, you must call on insert book page, insert book. This is a method that is here. Sorry, but I can see that here. And then the enters its call. So a step library is a list of steps that user will execute in a normal way. And finally, the test that must run to see this runner. But also, here we are using Arkillian, so I have no problems for starting and stopping the server. This is the default page. We are testing this HTML. And the test, what we're doing in the test is opening the insert book page, insert this book. Here we are using the step library, but at the same time are using page object. And then we are asserting that this message is shown to the user. So this is the same. Arkillian will open the server. In this case, we are testing application in a Firefox browser. And you will see how the Firefox is opened and how someone mystically are writing on the form. See the name of the method also. It's good. The build is success. And then you can watch the report. Two tests, one is pending, the other has passed. You can access, this is an overview. Then here is the test. All the data, step by step, is inserted on book page. This is the page is opened. You enter all the information, and you insert the book, and you should obtain this message. And here is a screenshot on what you have executed. So the quality department can see that are executed as requirements are saying. Okay, today we have talked about unit tests, integration tests, and acceptance tests, but exist different kinds of tests, like performance tests, regression tests, smoke tests, and who runs all this kind of tests? Developers must only run unit tests. So integration tests, acceptance tests will be run by your continuous integration system. The most used open source continuous integration system is Jenkins. A core concept of Jenkins is build jobs. Build jobs are tasks that are executed during the application build and involve tasks like compiling, running unit testing, running integration tests, or even deploying your application to a server. Typically, your applications will contain more than one build job, chain it together, so if the application compiles, then we'll run the unit test, and if the runtime pass can run integration test, and so on. So to manage all this chain of build jobs, BuildPipeline plugin exists. This plugin simply helps you to create a chain of build jobs and visualize the state of the execution of your application. So for example, here you can see that we are creating a build job that runs fast test, another ones that acceptance test, and so on. And Jenkins will run first the fast test, if passes, then the acceptance test, and until they build all the job on the project. As a last note, software culture treats test as a residual code. If there is no time, you don't write tests. And this leads you that when you find an issue at production stage, you will waste a lot of time to fix it. So please try to write tests and not to treat them as something external to the application. Also, if you are planning to use continuous delivery, the only way to assure that your application is running correctly is with tests. I would like to say thank you to the Linux Tech folks to let me stay here today, also my wife that are here, and of course you that will use all this material. Any question?
Hello, my name is Amir. I'd like to ask if you can put the Selenium tests on Jenkins. Can you run them as well? And what is the condition to do that?
I mean, you should have the browser installed over there, right? You should have Firefox or something on the Jenkins side.
In fact, to see this is a Selenium plugin. So I always used to see this. I have never used Selenium as a as a, alone, I was used to see this. And of course, yes, if you run them in Jenkins, you need to install Firefox or the Chrome. And also, with to see this, you have an annotation of your test, and there you can specify which version you want to execute that test. Yeah. Or you can also configure it as a system environment or in your POM. Just many possibilities to configure it. Well, this is my blog and my Twitter. If you have any questions, you can send me an email. I will try to help you as much as I can. Also, I have personal cards. If anyone wants one, I can give him one. Thank you.